Robert, what Andrew was saying is very important too, because if the police officer hasn't got an open mind coming into those communities, you know, willing to learn language and customs, not to take it, he doesn't have to take it in personally, but to just open their mind, you know, doors may be closed on the police officer.
Mm.
You know, when there's need for the police officer going out for domestic violence and where the community has second, third languages, you know, people may not help them, you know. That's why it's very important when you have police officers coming to communities, they've got to have that open mind, willing to learn.
Okay, thanks. Just this issue of preparation before they come to the community and the training when they get there. If I can ask perhaps Mark again to give some indication of what the team found in their consultations on that.
Thanks. What I'm going to say now is actually going to go back over some of the things you've just been raising, but bear with me because I think it's important to go through these things and show that we've appreciated the issues. Preparation and ongoing support plays a role in ensuring as far as possible individual police have the right attributes and the knowledge. There are many aspects to achieving that, but I'll mention one which has came up repeatedly in our visits to the communities, and it's come up again here this morning. People were adamant that police need to have a good knowledge of the local community. Ideally, the development of this needs to start, as Andrew said, before they arrive and be a big emphasis in their early weeks. In a place like Arakoon, for example, as Andrew said again, there's going to be a pretty steep learning curve for people coming in to provide services in that community. You've got to understand the people from Wikwikwa culture. There's language issues, even and being able to understand and remember people's names can be a bit of a challenge. And there's a whole lot of other cultural issues. As you've said, the police service is developing packages as part of its overall cultural appreciation training program for police. But we found very wide and very strong support for induction for police at the local level, some of the things that you mentioned this morning. So training that's specific to the local community, involving perhaps elders and community justice group members as part of that. We didn't find that happening in very many places as yet.
All right. Just on this competency acquisition and the training going into individual communities of giving all the details about the cultural issues, the names of the elders, all these sorts of things on particular communities, it strikes me that police aren't the only ones who need to know that when they come to these communities. Presumably the health workers do, the teachers do. It strikes me that it seems strange that the government as a whole doesn't work on getting a training package for each community which is applicable to every worker who comes there, albeit, of course, there will be, say, extra things that the police might need to know that the nurses mightn't say. Do you want to say something on that, Assistant Commissioner?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Nim. Retired Inspector Trevor Adcock, he's an example where he's been re-employed by the police service in the cultural unit. He's based here in Cairns. Obviously, Trevor brings a lot of experience with him in this area and will be provided to pass on that experience to the younger police to support officer in charge of stations when they have particular issues, especially in regards to mediation. And as I said before, at the local RMCN meetings, I've always indicated other government departments, if they have issues there where they're trying to build bridges with communities or on other projects they're doing, that he's available here to those departments or to those agencies if they wish.
Yes. Yes, it seems as if there could be coordination, better coordination than perhaps is happening now on these. I'm aware of Trevor. The CMC has actually used Trevor in the past because of his expertise and the good regard that communities have for him.